Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome to you. A wonderful Saturday. Where but in California can you have a Saturday morning like this? Skies are clear. The smog is gone. We've got this little window here of time where we can breathe real air. I did it. I went this week. I went into the waves during the storm, way out there. 10, 12, 14 footers. That is an amazing experience that you have to train for. But if you can partake, it is about as exhilarating and close to God as anything I have ever known. There is nothing like salt water. Nothing. And our coastline is filled with it, and the oceans are filled with it. So if you can, let me open the show today by suggesting that you partake as much as you can to your capacity. Make it part of your practice. And that's what my 393 shows are about, building your practice of health. So if you're out there and you want results and you want to finally have the life that you know is yours, the one that you dream about, the one that you had that maybe was taken away, then understand that you got to build a practice of health. And that's an evolution. And I think although, in a sense, everyone agrees to that, that's not really how we do it in reality. How we do it is we patch the wall. We listen to this show, and we do that suggestion, and then we listen to that show, and then we listen to this advertisement, and then we listen to the vitamin therapist at Whole Foods, and then we do this, and then we do that, and we call that health. Well, I don't really think you get there that way. I think things can help, but I don't think it ever really delivers. See, it's the mentality. What is your health practice? And if it's basically an assortment of suggestions from radio show hosts, then guess again, because it's not where health is. Today's show on hormones, anti-aging medicine, bad words. Really, right there, we begin on the wrong foot. The doctor said my thyroid's off. The doctor said my adrenals are off. The doctor said I need growth hormone. The doctor said I need testosterone. The doctor said I need estrogen. The doctor said I need progesterone. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you're seeing a holistic practitioner or you're seeing an MD who's going to give you synthetics. It doesn't really matter. We shouldn't be talking about the glandular system or the hormonal system. We should not be talking about thyroid, adrenals, growth hormone, testes, ovaries, so on and so forth. We ought to be talking about the neuroendocrine system. The neuroendocrine system. Endocrine means gland. Neuro means the electrical fields behind the glands. That's what they don't tell you. You know why? Because to perfect and to refine the neurological system behind the glandular deliveries is where you have to have a practice, without which you are reduced and marginalized to progesterone cream and estrogens and growth hormone and herbs that say they can do the same thing rather than the synthetics and this and that. And again, I want to be careful not to sound too critical, because if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. But you're not going to get what you want. And that's the thing. And I don't care how many people they bring on with their testimonies. Let me tell you, I've been in this game now for 25 years. I'm going to tell you what testimonies are worth. Actually, I'm not, because I'm on air. You can get anybody to get on your show and say they've had these miracle results and blah, 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 blah. I have hundreds of people that would do that tomorrow, none of whom I would even ask to give testimony to anything. Why? Intermittent improvements that everybody wants to gather and clap for, well, it's a nice thing, but that's not what you're in the game for, is it? If you try something and you have a great experience with it, is it really about getting on and telling everybody so that they do it and we all pretend that's how you get healthy? No. No, health is built on fundamentals. Look, you already know this. You know this because there is something that you are very good at. Each person listening today, there is something that you have gotten very, very masterful at. And how did you do that? You took some guy's weekend seminar? No. You worked and you refined it, and you worked and you refined it, and you evolved it, and you learned from everybody, but there was something underneath it all that ultimately you perfected over time and evolved that brought you to that level. That's health. That's why you hear me talk like this. I think that we're not getting that across to you. And then if you're nodding your head because you agree, what are you doing? The new year is coming. I'm going to be asking you, what are you doing? How and in what substantial ways are you building your health? How's your health practice? Not how's your health. How's your health practice? Not what's your symptom. How is your health practice evolving? That's the way you have to think. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Yes, it is a straight talk. So nice to be in an age now where it's politically correct not to be politically correct. Thank you, President Trump. We don't have to be so politically correct anymore, do we now? Why? Because we're slipping. We are slipping. Couldn't say that 10 years ago. It was negative. To make America great, to make people healthier, we have to admit our perspectives have not worked. Americans on the overall are not getting healthier. The holistic movement has not delivered better health. Not on the overall. So we got to dig deeper. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing politically incorrect about stressing that. So let's relate this to the endocrine system. When we say your thyroid's off, your adrenals are off, you need testosterone cream, you need estrogen cream, you need progesterone and all these things. The other part of that is the neurological system, the hypothalamus gland in between your ears, up there high in your brain, and the pituitary are circuited through the nervous system, meaning the brain and the spinal cord have peripheral nerves that pick up the environment and send it back to your hypothalamus, and that's what tells your glandular system what to do. Now, the neurological part is what doesn't work when, one, you're sympathetic dominant, when you are stressed. And are you stressed? Yes, you are stressed. You forgot what it was like to relax. You did. You can take a walk in the park. You can have a glass of wine. You can take these occasional vacations. You can cut a few hours on your work week. You can go to bed earlier. Forget it, Jack. You live in a level of stress that is ludicrous. You do. And if you're smart, and if you really take what I'm saying to heart, you'll begin a health practice, and then you'll get yourself to the point where you blow all that off you. You get all that stress out, and you start to say, oh my God, I don't believe what I was living with. How did I even do that? You see, right? Isn't it like that when you go on vacation? Right? When you go on vacation, you know, the good vacation, the one that's worth the money you spent, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. How do you feel when you go back to work that morning? Most people feel like they want to kill themselves. You do. Did you notice everybody's face this Monday, this last Monday, coming back from Thanksgiving? Monday and Tuesday, people are psycho. And then we got the rains. Oh, man. Not only did you have to go back to work, but you had to deal with the rain. Now, in California, that is an atrocity. So, yeah, it hurts. Why? Because even that little break over the holiday, and Christmas is coming too, another one, you realize how much stress you live with. You can't have a glandular system functioning optimally under stress because the nerve sensors in the periphery of your body send messages to your hypothalamus under the opaqueness, under the burden of the stress that I'm describing. So right there, forget it. It's done. So then you go reeling off into some hospital, some holistic practitioner, some whatever you do, and you get your blood levels measured or your saliva tested and your hormone is off, and then we give you some little quick fix solution. Okay, great. Better than doing nothing. But I'm telling you, I would not be on this show today telling you this if I saw it work. You see, I just line people up from here to Cincinnati, and I'd be doing that. It didn't work. You give people adrenal supplements for their adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue. You give them everybody supplements, and then you buy better supplements, and then you get better supplements, and then you say, the heck with this, and you get in a car or a jet, and you go to the jungle, and you harvest these supplements, and you make sure that they're not tampered with, and then you give them to people after you bring them back in at enormous cost of time, money, and energy, and then you charge a lot for them because it costs you a lot to do it, and then you give it to people, and they still don't really feel that much different. How can they? How are your adrenals going to balance out when you hate your life? How is it going to balance out when you hate your job? How is it going to balance out when you have so many obligations that you don't want to have, that you're effectively just under that burden? How? Okay, fine. So you accept that you're not, and you do what you can do. Better to light a candle, right, than curse the darkness. That's right. It's true. But here's my point to you, and I want you to make sure you get this. Get my point. Collectively, we have given the American public the message that these quick fix solutions are going to give them health, and it doesn't work. And it's time we really get in touch with this. Because we will go down. All right, tomorrow, I need three more people. Three. Call the number, 714-850-1007. I'm going to do a class, a seven-hour class on the neuroendocrine system, the glandular system, hormonal balance. All these words we use, and we don't even know what we're talking about when we use them. It's my fifth class with this group. I have a great group of people. I need three more people. Three passionate people who want to build a practice. That could be you. Did you go to your holistic this and your holistic that? Did you go to your MD? Are you going around in circles? Do you feel like you could be vibrant, but you're not? You've got to get the basic educations. That's why I do these classes. That's why I do the show. That's why I'm so atypical. Yeah, I want to be paid for my knowledge. Is there anything wrong with that? But I'm not selling you something. Let me tell you where the money is. Selling merchandise. That's where the money is. Get on and sell it. Sell it for a profit margin. Right there, you have a dangerously biased perspective. I'm telling you to do it the hard way, which is the right way, which is the easy way, which is the way you know you did it to get to the level of expertise you got at the one thing you know. So why are we kidding ourselves? It's $150 to spend 7 hours with me in a classroom tomorrow. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call the number. My staff will call you back. Come. I'm doing it at a big hotel. It's our fifth round, and that's one of my two classes. And I turn you all into an organism, a thinking organism. A bunch of people to share experience, not to sit there and have a pity party. Not to get deceived by all sorts of nonsense. Not to talk about the discoveries I've made the brilliant Dr. Medici that he's made, that he's going to tell you about, that no one else in the world knows. No, it's about the truth. And that's more than enough. All right, I feel you. I think I'm getting to you. I think I've melted the veneer. If you're driving, don't crash. If you're at home mowing the lawn, turn off the lawnmower. Remember, I archive all these shows, so if you're multitasking right now, be safe. But you can come back and listen to the show again and again and again, and that's what I hope you do. And those of you looking for that one-hour show I used to do, well, you know, after a while, I just want to get straight to the point. I can hit you between the eyes in half an hour. I could do it in 15 minutes. It's all a matter of gravity. Gravity. You know, the greatest healers, honestly, if I was going to depict the greatest healer, he'd bring together a crowd of a billion people and say two words and walk away. And everyone would heal. That's power. All right, more on the neuroendocrine system. The glandular system. Right. Your testosterone's low. Your estrogen's low. Your estrogen's high. Your thyroid's low. Your thyroid's high. Your human growth hormone's low. Your human growth hormone's high. Something in the hormonal system is measured as off. Once they can measure it, like thyroid, if they have a solution, you're going to be told about it. First scam. Let me give you an example of this scam. Thyroid versus adrenals. When you go to your MD at Kaiser, say, Kaiser's my favorite place. They care. When you go to your MD at Kaiser, you find out your thyroid's low. And then they tell you what to do, which is take Synthroid. How come you never find out your adrenals are low? You ever go to Kaiser? You ever go to your MD and have them say, you know, you have adrenal fatigue or you have adrenal exhaustion? You know why you never find out? Because they don't have a solution they can make money at. That's why. That is the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. That is the truth. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, you sitting there with the milk dripping down your mouth, with the cornflakes. I just told you the truth. You don't hear about the adrenals, because they don't have a solution for the adrenals. In Western, I'm talking classic allopathy, they'd have to give you shots of cortisone or cortisol. They'd have to give you some synthetic analog of your body's own hormones. And that has such terrible side effects that you're never going to hear about your adrenals. But they figured out the solution with thyroid. So that's part of it. If they've got a solution, you're going to hear about it. And if there's no solution, you're not going to hear about it. So you hear about thyroid, but you don't hear about your adrenals at Kaiser. Now, let's take the reverse of that, the holistic practitioners. You're always hearing about the adrenals with the holistic people. You are. There's no one that sees a holistic practitioner, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, this or that, the other thing. Some guy that lives on top of a hill, in a cabin, a bootlegger. I mean, no one sees a therapist in natural healing that doesn't get told your adrenals are off. You know why? They've got all these solutions. Herbs. Adaptogenic herbs are made to balance out the adrenals. Here's the problem. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Now, what do I mean it doesn't work? I mean, you're fatigued, you're exhausted, you're stressed, you're not holding it together, you go for help, you go to Kaiser, they don't help, you go to your holistic practitioner and they go, oh, I'll tell you your problem, your adrenals are off. You're urinating all your magnesium out. you need to take these adaptogenic herbs because they do this and that, and studies show and testimonies show, and we've got all these people that will tell you that they did it, and now they've got so much energy, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It is a joke. It doesn't work. Does it help? Maybe. Maybe it helps a little. And that's my point. And this is why I'm talking to you like this. Because collectively, that's what you're doing for everything. You got this problem and that problem and the other problem. And we pot shot this and we pot shot that and we pot shot the other thing. Instead of what? Balancing your autonomic nerves. Now, I've done at least 20 shows on what's involved at coming out and evolving yourself out of a sympathetic dominant state. And if you don't know what I mean, get on the website, that's straighttalk.cc, and listen to the shows. Yeah, I'm having a party today. I deserve it. You go in there and body surf 14-foot waves. You'd want to have a party too. Neuroendocrine system. It's not the glandular system. Your thyroid's off. Here's the myth about the thyroid. Your TSH is high, so you're not putting out enough T4, so your liver's not converting your T4 to your T3. You understand? I've got 25 years of memorizing and utilizing and experimenting with all this, what ultimately becomes garbage. I can go on. I wouldn't bore you, and I wouldn't bore myself with all of this stuff, but I'll give you a little bit. The first problem when your thyroid's low, meaning your TSH is high, meaning your T4 is low, or your T3 is low. Maybe the liver's not converting your T4 to your T3. Maybe the problem's in the liver, maybe not. They'll figure it out. They'll tell you what to do. But you're always going to end up taking some sort of herbal stimulant for the thyroid, or you're going to end up taking Synthroid or levothyronine or blah, blah, blah. Or if you're holistic, you're going to take pig thyroid. First of all, anytime you're taking a thyroxine analog, whether it's natural or synthetic, you're going to destroy the feedback loop. You're going to make your hypothalamus dumb. So right there, you have a problem. We ought to be, if we're going to do anything nutritionally, like iodine or whatever, we ought to be just strengthening the thyroid. But once we forego that, because we really don't know how to strengthen the thyroid because it's so complex, and we give you, whether it is iodine or whatever else, or we give you the synthetic, Synthroid, levothyronine, whatever, you're going to tell the brain that everything's okay, so it shuts your brain off, meaning your hypothalamus gets stupid. Not a good solution. Now, here's the truth about the thyroid. The way you treat a low thyroid is to get somebody to go up a hill. And when they go, I'm tired, you say, just do what you can do and then rest. Just bring your heart rate up a little bit until you feel a little spooked because your heart rate's at 120. Not that it shouldn't be 180, but we'll settle for 120 because you're an American. And once you get to 120 and 130 and you're a little spooked, rest. Now keep going, now rest. Now keep going, now rest. You have to stimulate the body to make the thyroid work. That is how you bring your thyroid out of low thyroid. But that could mean lifestyle changes. It could mean some changes in perspective. It could mean a big deficit financially for Pharmaco. And it could put a real hole in the game of a lot of nutritionists and herbalists and this and that and the other thing. But I would say, try your iodine, try your natural supplementation. And of course, keep in mind while I'm saying this, there's always one in the audience that will stand up and go, but wait a minute, I had these miracles because I took the natural supplement or the iodine. Great. 1% of everything I say, 1% of the time, someone will say, I took an herb for my adrenals, I took an herb for my thyroid, I took an herb for my estrogen, and I had a very good, discernible, powerful result. 1% of the time. If that's you, great. So try it. But when you land in the other 99 percentile, that's who should be listening to this show right now. So going after the thyroid is about putting the body in a position that demands that the thyroid will work harder. Now, the adrenals are about getting rid of the stress. You're adrenally exhausted? Checklist your life for the reasons that you have stress. Name them. My husband gives me stress. My kids give me stress. My job gives me stress. Traffic gives me stress. My in-laws give me stress. The fact that I don't get what I want out of my life gives me stress. Everything gives me stress. And you're looking to balance your adrenals. And some bozo is going to come along and tell you a couple of creams are going to work it all out for you. You see my point? Do you think that works? Do you think collectively 300 million Americans buying into this in the name of holistic? I said holistic. I didn't say allopathic. I'm talking about natural medicine. Most of you listening to this show are into natural medicine. I'm clarifying your perspectives. Which doesn't mean don't do it. Which doesn't mean don't do it. Which doesn't mean don't do it. Don't tell me I said don't do it because I said it doesn't mean don't do it. Do it. Do the adrenal herbs. Do the thyroid herbs. Do all these things. But understand, it's 15% of it. It's just icing on the cake. It's just a little bit. And it's okay to do a little bit. But understand, long term, you have to build the foundation. Now, the reason I talk to you like this is we don't build foundations. We do not call holistic health building a foundation. We don't. What we do is we go, yeah, I understand. 1 minute left? How could there be 1 minute left? Well, listen, if you want the rest of this, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Come tomorrow, 11 a.m., 6 p.m., at a hotel. Call the number, pay the dough. I'll see you tomorrow. I got 3 spaces. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.